Previously on Role Play Game Exit AI.
Let's go to the arcade.
As a prize master, I keep excellent keep of the score.
How did you like Dance Dance Revolver?
Well, kids can be mean.
You do see a mage with a red cape. Kind of keeps popping out. You notice that the game that you just played, the top score has already been replaced.
Who's red?
That game is glitching out. I'm wondering if red is currently in that game. We need to go in there right now because red will be gone.
Yo, Phil, your gut is screaming right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Take point, man.
Phil goes, oh, okay. Starts orangutan towards Phantoms and Fiends.
We are in the machine. We are the ghosts. We are the party animals that exist here, alone, by ourselves. It's so lonely in this room. Hi, everybody. How you guys doing?
You went in with a really intense Gene Wilder, like, river.
There's
boat
no knowing
scene.
Where we're going.
Yeah, that's how I feel today.
Like, is he going to kill us?
I just might.
Only if you eat the chocolate.
Yeah.
Please don't eat the chocolate. Yeah. It's mostly mud.
I'm going to sip the bubbles.
All right, so last we left off, we had just discovered that the Red Wizard was in the arcade. He was maxing out all the scores in the arcade machines and over all in the arcade, and that you saw him run into Phantoms and Fiends. This is one of the more popular games at the arcade because it is a multiplayer game. That, and it's an adventure game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a old school classic knights taking on monsters.
Is there a jack that I can plug in? Like I can get in there? Is there
it's
an open spot?
It's a portal that you just walk
yeah,
in.
Yeah. We just run.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Oh, did you want to hack into
is there, it? No, I mean, is there an open spot in the game?
So... As with all the games that you've played so far, it's instances of games. Just very much like the Build-A-Bot,
mm-hmm.
where once a game level reaches capacity, it just creates a new instance.
Servers.
If you go in there to try to find somebody, you're most likely not going to find them. Unless you try to hack the system.
I want to try and hack this.
Let's go.
Tell me if this will work.
Mm.
I want to use... I have a spell called Data Read.
Okay, I know this one.
So, potentially, I could... Let me find it. There it is. I run my finger over a machine-readable data source. I can feel what's inside of it. If it's like a...
Yeah.
If I touch a USB with music in it, I can hear the music.
Yeah.
So, if I just walk over... Instead of having to hack in and alert anything...
Yeah.
I just kind of want to touch it and see if I can feel...
Yeah.
What's going on.
What's going on inside.
That's so cool! Yes!
Using your abilities, my man.
Oh, that is so cool. Yes.
Yeah, so I cast... data read. And I...
Data read. Excellent. How long do you have that ability?
A minute.
A minute? Cool. You are standing there and immediately feel like how the game operates. You see all like the AI monsters that are in there. Like everything is AI automated. And you feel them all thinking together. But you also like see like the hundreds of instances of the game that people are playing right now. You are able to track down like one player games. People do not play this game one player. It is that hard. There's only one person playing it, one player.
Okay.
You don't have the name of the person because it's anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But given the hunch that you have, the information that you have, you're pretty sure that's your guy.
Got it.
You can also roll investigation if you want to like look for anything else in this.
Yeah, I'll roll an investigation. Just to kind of
see if there's a bug, because you are looking for a rogue AI.
Yeah, I want to see if I get like bio, like brainwaves from this single player, if I get more ones and zeros.
Yeah.
That's going to be a dirty 20.
A dirty 20? You are looking at the one, like the player himself playing one. You are able to recognize that as a human player.
Are they doing well?
With that information that you have, yes, they're doing very well.
What's going on, Phil?
There's only one person playing one player, and that's not common in this game. And they're doing well, but I am getting biological brain waves.
Seems like they're trying to cause a ruckus. Maybe they're trying to agitate the AI.
Oh, it's very possible.
Well,
oh yeah. Oh,
well, how many player game is this? Up to how many?
4.
Can we join their session?
If you can hack into it to make us join, or can we just join up up?
I can try.
With a data read, you know how to get into it. Like, you can bypass. I'll make it a simple arcane check to just kind of like, can I find the game, like, file sort
it's
and
like
enter?
Joining a lobby.
Before you do that, though, I want to make sure that you have plenty of time to investigate if you want to do anything. I'll give you 2 more rolls, because you got a full minute of, like, data read. If you're looking for anything else in this system, anything that might help you, give you an idea of what's going on in there. You can even leave it up to your friends if they want to help you out.
Yeah, I'll just straight up say, like, I got a minute. I got a minute to see what's going on before we think we can jump in. Is there anything... It does feel, you're absolutely right, that it really feels like somebody is systematically working their way through the game to figure out...
How are the AI acting? Are they okay? The AI in the game.
Okay, yeah, no, that's a good call.
Investigation.
I want to feel.
Or you can even do an arcana check. Kind of checking the source code itself.
It's going to be the same.
Okay.
17.
A 17? Which one did you use? You'll get different information.
Let's do the Arcana.
You're going to do the Arcana? So you're checking the source code.
I want to know, like, how the AI inside this machine are reacting. Like,
got it. You sense that, like, there's a lot of security measures for the programming of the AI, so you can't really tell what's going on. Everything's nominal, but something feels off. So yeah, something's going on, but you can't tell.
I can't tell. Okay, I'm not getting anything. Tara, you got any ideas?
No.
I like that energy. Are we hopping in?
You guys, hop in. Phil, you're able to cipher out which one that player is in.
Yeah.
And then you enter that game. 3 words hover in the black space above you, and you all must choose. Shield, amulet, or wand. These are your weapons. Each one of them has a special perk. You guys can decide amongst yourselves which one you would like. Take your time. Read them all. How these work, I should explain to you that every 2 levels, there are 6 levels in total, these start to level up, and you must choose which level up you want. Kind of like a traditional video game when you're like the wizard, and then after a certain amount of time, you beat so many bosses, you get to choose either as like, is it going to get bigger or is it going to do something else?
Bigger wizard or wizard with gun?
Wizard with gun! Kind of, actually. So there's the shield, which is defense-based. There's amulet, which is the healer. And then there's wand, which is magic caster. So take a look at all of them. You guys can decide amongst yourselves which one you want to be.
Shield, I am rubber and you are glue. Something, something, boobadoo. base, negate allies' damage, 2 charges.
So basically,
what do you mean negates allies' damage?
So whenever an ally is to take damage, you just negate it. Period.
Any ally, or myself.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And it has 3 charges. Oh. Only
2,
3
2,
charges.
2 charges.
2 charges. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So this is the amulet, which is at level 1.
Read its slogan. They've got slogans.
Certainly beats a cup of coffee in the morning.
I love it.
The base is, it has 3 charges, heal an ally, 1d6 plus 2.
For the wand, this wand possesses great power. I can feel it. The base, 1d4 damage that ignores AC and immunities, and you can either scale up its damage or scale up what things it casts. So, got spells or damage.
Are you guys all happy with your choices? Do you want to trade around? What do you guys think?
I think Thad would be interested in the shield, personally.
Yeah.
It's very much in his energy.
Okay.
Fillmore's down with the amulet.
Okay, I'll take this. I'll take the wand.
Excellent.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Dealing more damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have made your choices. Blackness de-reses. Enter in. A foul stench coats the walls of this dried-up sewer. You find yourself in a circular opening, nearly 15 feet in diameter. Cobblestone walls coated in thick black mold reach nearly 15 feet up into a thin pinpoint of sunlight, breaking through some rusted sewer grate. All but 1 of the 4 exits to this chamber are barred up. So basically, you guys are just in a big circular, like, dried-up sewer.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. And there's an entrance.
Yeah.
All right, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. We go down the hole and see what trouble we can get into, eh?
Alright, deep down the rabbit hole.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
I should also describe to you what you guys look like. Because you've each chosen, you are the shield. You've got this big blue shield in front of you that you just kind of hold on to. And you got your knight getup as well, like knight in shining armor.
Let's go.
You look really good, man.
Dude.
It looks really cool.
Feels natural.
Fillmore, you chose the amulet.
Yeah.
You've got the knight in shining armor as well, but there's this big green jewel sitting at the center of your chest that kind of has like the swirly magical pattern just kind of going in there.
Oh, wow.
You are still an orangutan.
Yeah.
You are in knight's armor.
Yeah. As I want to be.
I'm home.
And with you, you're in knight's armor as well, mm-hmm. but like attached to the end of one of your gauntlets is like this metallic red wand. Like
just, made of, just attached to it? Like
basically, little, yeah.
Oh, that's
so you don't
dope.
Have to hold on to it. It's just
that's
there.
Really cool. Actually. Yeah, yeah,
that's like kind that. Of, I've practical. Never seen a wand like this.
I like that.
It's
yeah.
good theming.
And again, gray face, just completely faceless. You're still the neutral avatar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's very unsettling. It
is, there's, so this
the
is knight's armor?
Trainer.
I still, I shut the...
you shut it.
I shut it. to hide my blank face.
Perfect. Yeah. So you guys are in the middle of this dungy kind of sewer, cobblestone, medieval kind of style. Mm. What do you guys do?
All right. So I guess we just proceed and see if we can catch up with the red guy and...
Deeper down the rabbit hole, see what we find. Everyone's mad down here. Am I right? It's a thing. It's a literary reference. Let's.
I was smart, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love.
So is there Timber. Like a is there like just like a very clear way out of this, like a side scroller kind of thing, or is it a?
You can take a look around.
I'm gonna take a look around.
What are you gonna do? Perception check.
Yeah.
You.
Can I do investigation?
Absolutely.
17.
With a 17, with an investigation check, you can tell that this space is designed for one exit, and it's the exit that is not barred off. All the other exits are kind of like meant to be closed off. With an investigation check, you actually see like three glowing lines on the floor that when you go to them, you can interact with them.
Yeah, I'll
you interact
I will
with
interact
it.
With them, yeah.
Text kind of floats up inside your field of vision that says, climb up, it's worth it.
Climb up, it's worth it, guys. That's what it says.
If that's what the bottle says, another
yeah, man,
Tim Burton reference, apparently.
Oh.
What?
Apparently that's what we're going off of.
Is there an obvious place to climb?
It looks very hard to climb, but it's like cobblestone.
All right, I start climbing.
You mean athletics check?
Okay.
You said there was an exit, like a very clear exit.
Yes.
I want to go to the exit.
15, and we'll go with 15.
15, you are able to make it up. It is a hard climb. You get about halfway, and now you can see like there's like a grate missing a few barbs.
Oh.
And sunlight is coming through. There's no way you can get fit through it. And there doesn't look like there's anything up there.
I want to yell up that's you're a really good climber. There is an exit.
Yeah, I was trying to see if that thing was cool, but it looked like it might have lied to me.
Oh, it was really cool, but I think maybe we should go through the exit.
Do you think I could superhero land, or is it going to be like a bad idea?
If anyone could, you could, man.
I tried a superhero land.
Do an athletics check.
Okay. Thank you for not saying you take damage, and instead let me roll for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a 13 versus a 13.
You take damage. You fall. You fall all the way
That's
down because
fine.
You could not do it.
That's fine.
So go ahead. Let's
Dad, make... are you all right?
We'll see.
You take 4 physical damage.
Okay, that's fine.
I just want to roll. I don't know what I can roll to try and in some way make that seem like cool for him.
What would you say?
Deception. I want to try and deceive, like, even though it's just for us.
What
like,
do you say? What do you say?
I want to say, like, hey, you know, that was like a Deadpool landing, and Deadpool's a superhero.
Yeah. You know, I was limit testing, actually, and I've learned that this game's gravity limits... kind of cringe. So let's just like move on,
yeah,
and we'll be just fine.
Yeah, don't want
to
deal with
it. If you were
cringe.
Trying to decept, the ego was there, and it fooled him.
Okay,
you got it.
Good.
I didn't consider a Deadpool drop. Yeah, but yeah, that was a Deadpool
it's
drop.
Like it's like a Deadpool drop.
Not used to moving in armor.
Yeah. So
anyways, this door's open. Let's just walk through it.
Who's first?
I'll lead the way.
Got it.
Shield.
We're just waiting by the door for him to finish his climb.
Yeah, I think Shield is going first.
Shield is going to go first. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Yeah.
As you walk through this entrance, you make a dexterity saving throw.
Modified 20.
Modified 20. You are able to walk through it, but you notice as like you're kind of just doing this bullhead, like, I'm going to go be an adventurer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It goes splat. You walk through it. A little bit of a burn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You pass through it.
But now I'm stuck.
You can now, you feel yourself stuck, but you have the will to push yourself through it to the other side.
Perfect.
Now that you're on the other Perfect. Side, you see that there is this giant ooze covering the entire entrance.
We got some jerk jello.
Got,
like you, the jello's
you,
a jerk?
You two, wait. Jerky. You two make a perception check to see if you hear that. Because he's speaking through 5 feet. Of ooze.
I do not.
At 12?
12, you cannot hear it.
Man.
You see that?
I
just,
really do not.
His lips are moving, but you cannot hear anything.
Do we see him in the ooze? We just can't hear
past
him.
Past the ooze?
You see him past the ooze, but all of a sudden he's gone really quiet.
So we can get past that ooze too, right?
You don't know that there's ooze there.
Oh, so we just see him.
You just see him kind of walk through, like he resists a little bit. And then it comes out and he looks around and goes... He starts mouthing nothing.
All right, I'm gonna make a run and start. I think that's the way to go.
Okay.
There seems to be something pushing us back, so I'm gonna do a running. I'm gonna try and dive, like a baseball dive.
And I'm gonna try to pull him through.
Okay.
What do I roll?
You are going to make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity
with advantage
saving throw.
Because somebody's pulling you through.
Ooh. Well, first roll is a 21. Second one's a 13.
With the 21, you're able to make it through.
All right.
You dive through, and it's like you've kind of dive into, like, a swimming pool made of jello for, like, a brief moment, and you start to feel, like, your skin tingle, like, a lot, but then Thad, like, reaches in, pulls you out, and you just kind of fall to the ground, your armor making a big clang as you fall through.
Woo! What the heck was that?
You turn around and you see what it's like engulfing
jerk jello.
Oh, jerk jello?
You're
Didn't
watching all of
jerk
this.
Jello.
All of this is happening. You see your friend dive into the entryway, stop in midair, then Thad pulls him and brings him through.
Oh.
We're just like motioning.
You can make a perception check if
I'm
going to
make a perception check because I'm not nearly as athletic as my friends. So it's just kind of one of those things where if I see... my friend, who's a monk, dive through something and still need help. I'm like, oh boy.
Oh boy, indeed.
Perception? That's going to be a 7.
Ooh. 7.
I'm rolling so bad, everybody.
You are stuck there thinking, what is going on?
That's what happens when you get your own dice.
I'm going to send Lester first. I'm just going to be like, hey, buddy.
A little monkey. A little you.
A little me.
In knight's armor.
Yeah.
So cute.
I'm just going to send it, like, a report back to me, please.
Okay. I'm going to roll for your monkey.
It's not a monkey, it's an ape.
Go ahead and roll for it. You couldn't roll worse than I've been rolling.
Oh, but I did.
Oh, boy.
Can
I roll for it?
How many hit points does your monkey have?
25.
25? Okay.
It is an ape, though.
An ape. I'm
You're
so
right.
sorry.
You're absolutely right.
All
right.
It takes 10 damage.
Got it.
You see your little ape friend start... Imagine a small you screaming in pain, but the screaming is silent.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a voice box yet.
This is... Yes.
This is... We really are in Tim Burton's.
It's getting very morbid.
And it's stuck in there?
Stuck in there.
I'm just looking at it. Just
can I try to pull out the homie?
Go ahead and make it like a dexterity saving throw to reach in and pull.
Sure. Could I do a strength saving throw?
It's a dexterity, so
you don't
get sucked.
Can we dex together somehow? Or if I help, can I get a professional
21,
proficiency?
Maybe.
You are able to reach in there really quick and pull him out.
I just kind of like there you.
I don't know sign.
So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, pal?
I mean, that's really... I don't have a whole lot of options, so I'm just gonna go for it.
Can I stick my hand in the goop to, like, give him
and
a little...
And I'm rolling with advantage because they're trying to help me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you guys?
Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
Okay, that's a 15.
A 15 works.
Well, I want to see if I do it better. I don't.
You, how do you approach it? How do you do it?
I just go. Like, and like that, like that walk you do when you're going into like the really cold ocean, just kind of like
hitting
the waves, making yourself as wide as you can.
You're able to pass right through. Your friends reach in and grab you just as you do. So you guys make it past my first puzzle.
Woo.
Wow, you did it.
It didn't feel so much as much of a puzzle. I'm sure there was a puzzle, but we were like, square peg, circle hole. Wait, could you have like blasted that with the wand? Or does that like cost resources?
Well, it ignores AC and immunity and deals 1d4 damage.
You can just like keep doing that.
Yeah, there's no charges on this.
Why don't you smack the jerk jello and see? Let's take a couple of steps back.
I'll take a smack at it.
I guess we need to retreat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and take a smack.
Take a smack.
We take a couple steps back.
The D4, do you mind if I use yours?
Yeah, go for it.
How many steps back do you take, like in feet wise?
We'll call it 10 feet.
10 feet? Okay.
In confidence, I'm not gonna.
Okay, you got it. You're standing 5 feet away from it.
Is that
a 4 on the die?
Hmm? Oh, it's a 4, yeah.
It deals 4 damage. Dang, dude. You see your wand kind of like shoot out like a red quick flare, and then it smacks the jello, and you kind of see it ripple. And you see kind of like a burn mark that just kind of like slowly goes away. And then the cube moves on you. Make another dexterity save.
Oh, gosh. Of course.
It just moves on top
of you. Guys, it didn't like that. It didn't like that.
A 10.
A 10 does not work. You were stuck in the cube. All right, you're going to take some damage, my butt.
Oh, boy.
We tried to make it a puzzle.
Yeah. I didn't step away. I was too confident.
I think the puzzle was just... Are you dexterous enough?
Yeah.
He said the word puzzle, and we went, well, we gotta solve this now.
Yeah, I was like, oh, maybe we can see if we can interact with it.
You take 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage.
10 points of damage.
All right.
You are engulfed in this. You cannot move, so you are prone.
Oh.
And you cannot breathe.
Can I try to pull him out again?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
I'm just in there upset. I'm not even struggling.
Nope.
Can I try and pull him out?
What was it?
Bye. If it's a deck saving throw, then yeah.
2 on the die, though.
I'm going to try and pull him out.
Okay, you
I should
get sucked in.
19.
I get sucked in?
With
my arms?
With a 5, yeah. It pulls you in. It's angry and hungry now.
Well, then, knowing that he's in, I'm definitely saving Thad first.
Okay.
And that was a 19.
Yes. Thad, you get
we
pulled
We solved
out.
This already, and now we're in.
You...
You said the word puzzle.
Yeah, I said solved. I said solved. You were like, hold on, wait a minute.
You also said puzzle.
Not.
You can't just focus on
We didn't puzzle anything.
Everyone at home, solved. Call 1-869. Vote. Hit 2 if you want me to save Thad first. Hit 3 if you want me to save.
We know you're going to save Thad first. It's just...
Wait, okay. The results are in. Everyone hit 2. I'm sitting sad first.
You are able to pull Thad up.
Thad
gets up. Before you deal any damage to you, you're able to pull up. I will give you another chance to pull him out. Give another dexterity.
What do you
As you're being pulled out, I'm sure like you can wrap your arms around.
You go for it?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, is he helping me pull him out?
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Oh!
I rolled 3 2s in a row.
3 2s
Oh,
in
my
a row.
Man.
No okay. one.
So
no
what
one's.
Happens is that you cannot get a good enough grip on our good friend over there. I keep forgetting your name.
Terry.
You cannot get a good grip on Terry.
I think it's because we have such weird names. Fillmore and Thad. And then we just get Terry.
And then Terry. It's the Terry. T. I always think it's a different T, but there's a T over here. And I'm like, it's got to be something else. It's not. It's Terry. It's my mom's name.
Since I helped, that counts as me. Can Lester try?
Lester is going to fail. Lester is going to fail just because of his body size.
Okay. Can I try?
Let me let Terry make one more check. Because now it's on his turn of like combat, technically.
Got it.
So you can make another save to try to get out.
I'm gonna make another save, yes.
Okay.
We won.
What'd you do? What is it?
It's a 2 on the die. A 6 in total. Or no, an 8 in total, but it's a 2 on the die. Can I use my luck point?
You can absolutely use a luck point now.
Who wants to see me roll a 2?
Ooh.
That's the puzzle. Joe's figured out a way to make us roll 2s.
Yeah.
roll an additional d20 and add that to the roll.
So it's just a reroll of lucky because it's broken.
What'd you get?
A 5.
8 plus a 5 is a 13. That is enough. It pulls you up.
Okay.
The DC is 12, so you're able to get up.
I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that.
All right, so now we learned if we got past it, maybe walk away.
Yeah, I think so.
Seems like a good strategy.
That's a good lesson.
I think shove the circle peg through the square hole, like we're saying. That's a solution. That is a solution.
Don't go back and figure out what's going
on. As you guys are sitting here talking, you hear that as it's moving towards you.
Run.
Okay, we're going to go.
Hi, everybody. It's your friendly neighborhood DM with a bag full of gold coins and lots and lots and lots of candy. Too bad this is a podcast because I'd share it with you, but I don't have to because I cannot. Ha ha ha. Not sorry. Hey, thank you for listening to episode 3 of our very first season of Role Play Games. We've been getting some amazing feedback from everyone who's been listening, and I wanted to take a moment to say thank you. From the bottom of my heart, this project is very near and dear to me personally, and it is a huge mood boost in the middle of the week to hear how people are reacting to Thad and his bromance, to the guys interacting with one another, to the music, everything. Thank you so much for your kind words. It really means a lot to me. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. With that being said, there are now several ways for you to start interacting with us and other listeners. We have our Discord called the Dice Bag. It's up and running and several channels there that are dedicated to tabletop talk, to discussing the show. There's competition for player characters of the week. And my favorite, a channel that acts as a garbage bin for the dankest of memes. We got everything. In addition, we have an exclusive channel for listeners who are donating to the show via Patreon, where they get access to behind-the-scenes content, final say on voting and polling for future seasons, and exclusive access to the long-sought-after private channel, The Table. What is The Table, you ask? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. The Table is reserved for Patreon tiers of D20 and higher, and is our listener-based role-play channel that is personally run by yours truly. Twice a month, I sit down on the net with listeners like you and run an open-ended game for the community to join and watch along. We have players who are listeners, and me personally running as the DM, guiding everybody on a twice-a-month game where people can come and go as they please. We don't have any players at the moment, so we're not going to be starting a game yet, but we will be discussing the game that we will be playing, a happy little indie game I like to call Wander Home, in our System of the Month channel, which is open to everybody. So come and stop by, there's plenty to talk about, even if you're not a Patreon supporter. Also, we have all of the social medias now, all of them, all the ones that matter. We have an Instagram, a Twitter, a YouTube, even a TikTok. I feel like I spend all my time on all of these platforms. So if you ever just want to send me a cat meme or some D&D memes or whatever you listen to or see, send me them. Send them all these accounts that I have. I'll look at them. I will respond with a like and a happy face. I promise. That's it. That's it for this week. Nothing else to push on you. I'm all out of peer pressure. Let's get back to episode 3, probably my favorite episode in the whole season. The guys and I, all of which I'm extremely thankful for, we had a blast doing this part of the adventure. It gets very silly. These guys are very, very silly, and I love them all. I love my silly boys. All right, let's get back to the show. You guys are running down the sewer gate. After traversing down this... You're doing such a great job. The follow works incredible.
That's how Fomo runs.
How does that run? Please use that out of context as much as you want.
After traversing down the steep path of narrow sewer tunnels, you emerge into a large underground chamber. The drop is 15 feet down. But in the center of this chamber is a large blue beast, sliced in two. The blue monstrous form resembles a combination of a centipede and a crocodile. 10 pairs of clawed feet running down the length of its scaled giant body. Its head lies 10 feet away from its body in a pool of its own green viscous. Its dark, dead eyes staring straight at you three. A ladder at the center of the cobblestone chamber leads up to the surface. Everybody make a perception check.
While we were transitioning, could I have healed him a little bit? Or is it like instantaneous? While we were moving between scenes.
You can heal him, yeah.
Heal 10, bud.
Oh, thank you.
You're gonna do the...
Lay on hands. So it's like, okay. So basically I reach into my little virtual med kit and I'm just like, I start rubbing aloe, digital aloe on your burns.
Oh, digital aloe. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You guys can do
it's
that.
It's cooling.
What'd you guys get in perception?
14.
14?
14?
14?
11.
11. All right. None of you noticed this. Everybody make a dex saving throw.
Let's go. We're bad at video games.
Don't roll a 2.
16.
Oh, 6?
19.
Got it. So Terry and Thad, you guys hear like this crackling charge up and you guys are able to turn over to the mouth, the beast, and you kind of see like it's glitching out in some kind of way, and the beast's head comes back to life, looks straight at you, and releases an electrical charge from its mouth. Like a dragon's roar comes and it shoots right towards you three. You don't notice.
I'm looking at the thing going, oh, it looks like it was a tentipede.
You hear the crackle, and you notice the beam coming at you, though. You're going to take the full brunt of the damage. So it's going to be...
Can I use shield after damage of lightning? Damage,
and then yes, you can retroactively use shield. Gotcha. I think that's a fair roll. It is going to do 8 damage to Fillmore and 4 damage to you two.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay, cool. Everybody takes your damage.
How much health do you have?
22.
Well, now you have 22?
Now I have 22. I'm okay right now. I also have this amulet.
Excellent. As the electrical beam kind of discharges, it fizzes out like, and then you see like the hacked head just kind of like go back to its form of just dead on the ground.
There's someone else here hacking the game. Or it's buggy. It could be buggy. A lot of things are buggy. An old arcade.
That hurt me.
Oh, buddy, no.
So, do we consider that solved?
I think it's worth considering that solved and going up a ladder.
Should we crush its head?
That's kind of what I was thinking. But, like, I also don't want to get zapped by lightning because, like, we kind of got through it.
I think maybe we just kind of move towards it, and if it happens again, maybe we crush the head. But okay. I think we don't go for the head before we go for the ladder.
I get ready to crush its head.
Got it. So you guys jump down from this kind of manhole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quick drop. You guys make it. But you approach the thing. You make a perception check. If you guys want
to
take a look.
I'm going to perceive as I approach the thing.
19?
16.
Nat 1.
You are very cautious. You think it's breathing, but you two know for a fact that it is stone cold dead. This thing has been dead and is going to stay dead.
Yeah, it's been dead and it's going to stay dead.
Whoa. I saw it rise.
You
didn't see it rise? I saw it rise. Just have some caution.
Terry, I mean, I'll be cautious. I'm always pretty cautious, but I can tell you pretty confidently this thing's dead.
It's dead, dude.
All right, I had my moment of confidence. You guys go ahead and have yours. I'll be back here.
Okay.
Safe.
Can we start climbing the ladder?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, didn't your moment of confidence got us, like, gooped?
Yeah.
So he's saying that we're going to get us gooped, but I don't think we're going
to
get us gooped.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, we're not getting gooped right here.
Yeah.
I don't get gooped as I go up the ladder.
Yeah. You guys actually, as you're making your perception checks, you kind of see, as you're kind of surveying the monster, you see that there is some stuff in this chamber. You see that the talons of the beast themselves are loose, about 3 of them, so if you want to gather them, they can be like an impromptu dagger. One of the teeth of the monster is loose, and it's electrified. It could be pried loose for like an electrical impromptu dagger as well. Off to the side, like on the other end of this big chamber, there's a locked bronze chest. And then you kind of see scattered about, there's like these about 3 flimsy wooden crates that just are beckoning to be broken.
Got it. Okay. Do you want to go handle that chest? You're probably going to be the
I'm going to fire my wand at the beast's head.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
To 4?
You killed it. I did it.
Good job. You should probably go check out the chest, because I think you're going to get it open easier.
Yeah.
You want to smack some boxes?
As soon as you say smack some boxes, I immediately smash.
You go over to a box, yeah. You smash it, cha-ching, 5 tickets.
I smash another box.
Cha-ching, 5 tickets.
This is a really fun game. I smash the third box.
Cha-ching, 5 tickets.
Let's go.
I'm going to take a tooth.
Keep track of tickets.
I got you.
I'm going to take the tooth.
You're going to take the tooth?
Yeah.
Got it. You take the tooth.
I'm on the opposite side of the cave.
Got it.
Or wherever this is.
Make a perception check to try to find it.
It's a 20.
You found it.
Okay.
It's that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Let's go.
Yeah, you want to open it up?
Yeah, I open it up.
Slide a hand check.
That's what I thought.
It's locked.
That's also what I thought.
I heard that thought.
Tis what I thought.
10.
10? Doesn't quite do it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
You try again.
Okay.
You good, bro?
25.
You did it.
I'm great. I'm super. Thank you, Dad.
You got it.
As you fail the first lock, you kind of hear this wah-wah, like sound effect very subtly just in like the back of your head.
I whisper it at the case and just say, stop mocking me. And I do it again.
You do it again, and then it opens up like, ta-da!
Womp-womp, you stupid case.
Inside, there are 3 sapphires. There is a giant cold blue diamond, like cold to the touch. Like it's frosty, and you hold it, and like there's like perpetual frost on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Big, large piece of decaying meat. And then there's 50 tickets. Cha-ching!
Guys, we want the tickets, right?
You got 50 tickets. They're just
added to I get time. All this?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Then I take all of it, and I get excited, and I start smashing any vases I can find.
And nothing else happens.
there might be some Easter eggs in here, guys.
So there are no vases at the bottom of a sewer, unfortunately.
I mean, in some games,
there are. Some games, not this one.
I'm going to throw a chicken.
In that chest, we had mystery meat, tickets, the cold rock, and the 3 sapphires.
That's it. Cool. And you take all of that.
Who locks up meat?
Games.
Well, it's like when I'm trying to get like some mass, I normally like
put it in a freezer.
Get some chicken.
There's also some
antifreeze. If anyone knows about mass, you know about mass.
Just do typically boiled chicken breast. Meal prep it.
Yeah.
Just like throw like lots of chicken in like a pot.
I should try that.
So it's not very good, but it helps.
Yeah. I should try that.
Yeah. We can go through like a little routine.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I got all the mass I need. Thank you, though.
Oh.
Oh, were you not? Were you guys having a little?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. That's good.
Okay.
You guys get along.
We all get along.
No, we do.
Yeah.
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 I'm going to go up this ladder.
Having a good time. Okay, I'm going to put all this stuff away. what all did I get? Sorry, meat?
Meat, tickets, cold rock, and 3 sapphires.
Cold rock.
That's what I put down.
It's cold diamond.
It's a diamond. It is a diamond.
Cold rock creamery.
What is a diamond?
I'll fight you.
What a pretty rock.
Also, those 50 tickets are credited to your account. Whether you guys choose to split them amongst yourselves is between you guys.
Sorry, I immediately got this right. So 50 tickets, meat, cold diamond, and...
3 sapphires.
3 rocks, gotcha.
Yeah, 3 rocks.
Yeah, cold rock, red rock, red rock.
Descriptive language is completely optional.
Meat rock.
It's a clear red rock.
All my time thinking.
But here's the thing: now that we talk about it so much, we won't forget it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Party rock. Not.
There's gonna be a cold rock shape. There's gonna be a cold rock shape pool. We're like, I know what goes in it.
Sorry for party rocking.
You guys all go up the ladder.
Yeah.
After climbing the treacherous ladder to the surface, you emerge in the remains of a ransacked village. The remains of wooden huts either lie in ruins or smolder in black smoke. The sky is hazy with storm clouds, which roar with thunder that rings through the valley. The path out of town leads south. The main road, though, through the town is muddy with dark liquids, but looking ahead, you see it leads to an ominous snow-capped mountains, with its peak shrouded in a thick fog. Everybody do a perception check.
I'm doing so good.
What do you guys got?
11.
I also rolled an 11, but for me that is a, that's a 12.
12.
14.
Got it. You guys see everything. Peering past the rubble, you guys identify 3 structures still standing, albeit a bit scorched. One building stands in the north, the second in the east, the third to the west. And then you also see 3 flimsy wooden boxes kind of scattered around.
I opened one of the wooden boxes.
Cha-ching! 5 tickets.
Woo!
Feels good, right?
Yeah, I like the sound. It hits some dopamine spot in my brain.
Is there another box?
There's 2 more, yeah.
Badoosh.
Cha-ching! 5 tickets to you.
Let's go. I'll open one.
Roll an athletics check.
The snark behind that.
Hey, oh, yeah, are you?
Hey, Joey, we are playing Dungeons & Dragons. You don't have to pick on the nerdy.
That's a 4.
Cha-ching! 5 tickets.
Let's go!
Make him feel good. Let him have the dopamine. Let him have the dopamine. You guys are about to think that I'm
going to do something. Richard's are getting really defensive. Look,
I might be the... I don't have bad strength.
Yeah, I believe it.
You did great.
I just got real bad charisma.
That's it.
So, yeah. No one believes I have good strength because I mentioned it once, and no one believes anything I say.
So, yeah, there's a... So the north, the east, and the west, there's houses still building, or you can just go down the path. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do?
You want to check out some houses?
No, let's check out some houses.
We doing some side missions?
Yeah. Do we want to split up? You said there was 3 houses?
Mm-hmm.
We want to each go to a house?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not down with splitting up right now.
Oh, okay. We'll follow you, man.
All right, cool. Which house do you guys want to go to, though?
I mean, just closest, work our way furthest.
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's closest to furthest, then.
Yeah.
Got it. It would be the closest to furthest would be in this order, north, west, and east. So you go to the north house first. Inside, cowering beneath the remains of a ransacked home, is a lone survivor of the village. A boy covered in mud with wide, fearful eyes buries his head when you enter, underneath this big pile of rubble.
I raise my wand, slowly.
Oh boy. He clutches his shoulder, which appears to be soaked in blood.
Master Death! We're gonna die!
Master Death.
There are too many of them.
Oh my.
We just look wide-eyed, look at Terry as he like palpitating.
Child is bleeding on the floor.
I saw footage of Terry. He was killing younglings.
A gray-faced man.
Hey, what's up, little guy? You doing all right?
He cowers.
Oh, it's all right. I'd get to his level because that's the first thing you want to do when establishing communication.
Mm.
And I'm like, what's up, little guy? How's it going?
He is absolutely terrified. He looks like he is in shock. When you get closer to him, like, he backs away violently.
Okay, gotcha.
Can I take a moment to do some sort of perception to see if he's trying to hurt us?
You can do an insight check.
I'm gonna do a quick insight. Sorry, while they're doing
bleeding child?
Yes. Well, I don't know. Fair. This game, like... there was nothing in a hallway, and we got sucked into nothing, so this a child might be evil. I rolled a 20.
A 20? This child has no ill intent towards you or your friends. He is legitimately terrified and injured.
Got you. So I only feel guilty, and I put it down, and I kind of mumble to myself and say, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, kid. Sorry, bud.
Perfect.
Can I roll a persuasion check before I decide how... film work goes about this to see how successful it is.
I kind of want to know how you go about it before you roll. That way, if it's good, I'll give you advantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's not good, I might give you disadvantage.
I want to just kind of like push Lester towards the kid and just like...
You want to put the little you... Yeah. In front of him.
I forgot that I'm...
Yes.
I'm
you are the monkey.
It's pretty Excuse scary.
Me. I forgot hey. I'm the ape. I'm going to walk over and go, ooh, funny monkey. Hey, bud.
You like the funny monkey, my guy?
Ooh, hey.
He's funny.
Can I... hey, how you doing?
I'll give you advantage.
I'm laughing at the monkey.
Oh. That's a nat 20.
Nat 20? This kid looks
on
like...
On your die. Because my die are not rolling well.
The kid immediately kind of peers up. He sees what you're doing. And for the first time that you can tell, like, in a very long time, this kid smiles and kind of, like, giggles to himself, like...
Fillmore's weeping silently as a giant ape. Hey, bud, funny monkey.
He kind of runs out and he gives you, like, this big bear hug around your, like, leg because that's how tall he is. He's a very small kid.
Oh. Hey, what happened, bud?
Are you here to save me?
Oh, sure.
You gonna bring back my family?
Oh,
Did they go somewhere?
The monster and this guy killed him.
Then no.
Just the kid. The kid kind of flops down on his butt, but he's still holding on to you like, that's all right. I didn't expect you, T.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but
he's dumb. Like, let him be.
That's in the corner. Was it T?
Oh, T. Okay.
What did the monster in the sky look like?
Oh, he got the wings of a dragon. He got big three heads. He got the claws of a lion, and he's got the hind legs of a ram.
Of a ram?
Of a ram.
Is that different than sheep legs?
King Ghidorah?
Go ahead and roll a history check. See if it's different than sheep legs.
Ghidorah?
That's a nat one.
It's nope, you don't know. None of us do. Guess what? Your DM doesn't either.
They gotta be different.
They gotta be, right?
Right?
I want to say yes, but that's... I'm not educated.
I don't know what I'm about sheep to really weigh in.
So one of his legs is potentially shorter than the other one so he can stand on mountains?
We could just say that maybe he has, like, a sheep leg and a ram leg to, like, kind of split the difference.
Got it.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
I apologize, kid. Gives it next so a monster
we'll
did
solve
this
puzzle, guys. Don't worry. We're so good at puzzles.
it wasn't like a... Like a red wizard that did this.
Oh no, a red wizard! He did come through the town. I thought he was gonna save us all, but he faced the monster, the beast, and they conversed for a moment, and then the wizard went on his way.
They talked.
Mm-hmm.
And like the beast and the just kind of like
the monster was passile for a minute, and then he tore apart the town.
Passile. That's good vocabulary, kid.
And the wizard. He just kept going down the path.
So, okay.
Are you gonna save us?
I'm gonna pick up the kid and go, oh, bud, okay. And I'm gonna put kid to the side and be like, just sit here for a minute.
Will you destroy the monster?
The wizard just kind of left. If we're looking for the wizard, we should probably go.
Yeah. You're so good with kids. That was amazing.
Thanks. I.
And then I look at the kid like really close to his face and go, he's gonna beat you, old boy! An attempt to bond with the child.
And I'm scared.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll.
I'm gonna roll. Blank-faced man.
Hold on. I need to roll.
I'm an adult man that scared me.
Wait, should I roll?
I'm gonna roll real quick to take psychic damage from that.
The kid runs from you and hides back in his little hidey hole.
That's okay. He just went back to his like
his fort
spawn
his
position.
He's looking at you, Fillmore. Like he's making eye contact with you, and he's kind of whispering, "Please help."
I go, please. Oh, monkey. I don't know if we can really do anything for this kid. Oh, monkey.
He's a monkey. He's a silly monkey. Look at the monkey.
We're gonna need to maybe not.
I'm giving him some, like, kids like energy.
He's a monkey. He's a silly monkey.
See, that energy makes me think you're going to stab him.
Is that really what I'm putting out here?
A little.
I mean.
It's managed.
Should I step back? Should I just step back for this?
Maybe like a smidge, like 5 feet.
Okay, yeah.
In the kindest way possible, it's horrifying.
Okay, so just less energy.
He's a monkey. He's a silly monkey.
It's a little sinister, but much more palatable. Yeah.
Okay. I'm still learning how to interact with kids. I'm not used to them.
Yeah, no worries. All right, little guy, is there anyone else in the village, or is it just you?
I don't quite know. I ran back in here as soon as I could.
Okay. Stay here.
Will you help? Will you help? Will you defeat the monster?
How many tickets?
I want to roll a perception check real quick. I want to see if this kid might be a divergent AI.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I was in the middle of interaction.
I forgot
and then was like, "Oh, we have an objective that is not just winning this game."
It's so easy to get distracted.
I'm gonna give you inspiration.
Thanks, man. Yes.
You earned that.
Inspiration for. Playing the game that we have set out
got,
to play.
We're looking you for rogue AI, by the way.
So,
I was so
can like, I do like an investigation?
We found him. We're looking for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Investigation, Arcana check. You can do Insight check. Whatever you would like to do.
I'm going to do an investigation.
Like, you can peer into like the code of this kid. So, you're still like in a game.
Yeah, I'll do that. Like a tech check sort of deal.
Yes, tech check.
Wait, that's an 11.
An 11?
And but inspiration, which...
Gives advantage.
Gives advantage, hell yeah. That's a 26.
26. You are able to peer inside this kid's coat. Everything looks normal. If you want to ask me like a question about this kid's side mission, you could absolutely ask one of those questions right now.
Oh,
what's the loot reward for doing the side mission?
Is that what you want to know?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
you want to look? Yeah, you can now peer into the meta of this game.
Yeah, because it's like
I do. I want to know what like reward comes out of
doing
this.
So
we never looked at the menu, did we? Just like press pause. No,
No, it's not really a pause. It's like a VR game. Gotcha. It's very immersive. The fact that you had this epiphany of like, oh yeah, we're trying to find exit AI. Like, it's so realistic.
Digital world.
Before you tell me that, I'm gonna look at my guys and go, hey, that dead dragon kind of came back to life randomly, and that's kind of weird behavior. Should we maybe go back and check out that, like, dead centipede? Like, it really didn't behave like a normal dead centipede. Was it maybe trying to get our attention?
Well, truthfully, the last time we kind of, like, backtracked, we got our asses handed to us, so I'm not too keen on that. At least at this time.
What did you find?
Oh, this kid's pretty normal.
The kid's normal.
This is not a rogue AI, but I'm thinking like he's behaving like a scared kid in a game should behave. That centipede is not behaving like a dead centipede should behave.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like the red wizard guy like interacted with the dragon, and then the dragon started like behaving a little weird. Like, I guess he started like ransacking the town, but he's supposed to do that?
I think you're right, but we'll run into something again that's going to be glitching out, and then we'll take a look at it. I don't think going back is the right play.
What do we get if we fight the monster? Yeah, the monster the kid's talking about.
Oh, well, I'm going to find that out in just a minute. Okay. I just didn't know if maybe we wanted to backtrack, check the thing out, because we did forget to check out the one thing that didn't behave the way it was supposed to behave.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know better than me, though, mm-hmm. so...
Because there's going to be other options. There wouldn't be just one...
Totally, totally, yeah.
One thing off.
Because I'm sure that goo wasn't acting as intended
either. I don't think the sure? centipede is the exit.
Yeah, true. That'd be kind of like cringe if we got past the puzzle and then it hurt us afterwards. Like, I'm sure we didn't do anything wrong there.
Yeah, you're right. You guys are right. Hey, what's the reward if we...
So, you look at... If you vanquish the beast, the reward for this is that you get 100 tickets for everybody who participates in the battle. Mm. So 100 tickets each. Plus, when your items level up after you leave this level, you get to choose both level ups rather than picking one.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
That's the reward. The boy gives you a gift, and that is the gift.
I'm going to look at the child and go, monkey, monkey, we will save you.
Here, it's dangerous, but take this. And he hands you a slingshot with 5 red stones. Plus, cha-ching, 15 tickets.
Hey.
Oh.
Thanks, little boy.
Dopamine.
Excellent.
What are the stones do you, little guy?
He's... burrowed himself into, because he knows a fight's about to take place, and he's like,
ain't that always the way in these games?
Yeah.
Oh, can I look into the things that I gathered and see what they do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I just went, yeah, video games, they do things.
I imagine at the top of all of your like vision, mm-hmm. you just pull down and like the inventory is right.
It's super immersive. There's no pause button.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But that, it's there.
Yeah, don't worry, the dragon's not here yet, so
it's not a Planet Hate game. You can just pause it and just take a bunch of health potions and re-enter a fight.
Skyrim, you just munch like 18 chicken legs. Everyone just watches in horror.
What is the meat, the cold diamond, and the 3 sapphires do?
There is no description like for them to tell you what they do. They're just kind of like a rotting piece of meat. The description is ew. The cold
it's rotting.
I thought you said erotic piece of
meat. No, it is not an erotic piece of meat.
Ew.
Ew. Ew.
Ew.
Ass fat.
The cold diamond.
The ripple as you slap it.
Sorry, everybody.
I'm thinking about erotic meat now.
Oh, no. The rotting meat.
Sorry.
Then there's the blue diamond, the blue cold diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like the catchphrase for it is like, it's cold and mysterious. I wonder what it does.
Yeah.
Then you have the 3 sapphires, 3 beautiful-looking stones, and then you have...
The 50 tickets, but 50 that, tickets, that was
and
it.
That was it.
Okay, cool.
So there's no description.
Gotcha.
Even doing an inside check wouldn't help you.
Gotcha. So, cool. Thank you.
You guys going to the West House, or what are you doing?
I mean, yeah, let's go to the West House. Is there a monster outside?
You walk outside, there is no monster, but you hear another one of those thunder roars, like, wah!
Yeah, let's go to the West House while we're waiting for a monster, I guess.
Wah.
Waluigi.
Right back to the sky, give you a little wah.
This house appears to be mostly untouched. You enter, and a dinner is set at the table, apparently abandoned by its owners at the first sign of trouble. On the table is two meals, a bottle of open wine. And then the rest of the house is just kind of a bed and like a back room.
Sniff that wine. Can I do a perception on it?
Does that food look like fresh?
You go to grab the wine and you see like words hover above it that say +5 temp HP.
Well, this has a thing. I'm going to have to call it.
Put it in your inventory.
Yeah, what does the food say?
You put your hands on the plates and it says +15 HP.
Is it
why did I take the wine?
Is it boiled chicken?
It's boiled chicken.
Hey, boiled chicken.
Let's go.
You guys put them in your inventory?
No, you hold on.
Or
to
you
it.
Eat them right now. What are you gonna do?
Well, I am going to eat it right now.
Okay,
go for it.
We can't.
I got myself topped off, so I'm chilling.
Do we have limited space in our inventory at all?
Nope.
Okay,
unlimited space.
Okay, I'm gonna put the food like in my inventory. Like, okay. The other meal in my inventory, and then
I feel like while Thad is like while the guys are like putting like things away in their inventory, like Thad's like feeling really anxious because the kid's like fight's about to start. So like I think Thad'll be like, all right, so I'm not. My head's elsewhere. I feel like I gotta like brace myself for like this fight. So I'm gonna scout outside and let you guys know if I see anything coming out. So I'll brandish my crossbow.
Yeah.
And
you brandish your pistol, which is now a crossbow.
Yeah. I shield out, and I think Thad was like, oh, I have something here. Okay. I'll walk out and just like brace myself and keep and yell out to the guys. So I'll let you guys do your scouting, and I'm like, let me know if you need anything, but I'm gonna stay out here.
That's a good call.
Draw its ire.
We'll try to make it quick. Do we want to check upstairs, or is there an upstairs to this building?
You can do a perception check.
There's yeah, no upstairs. I was gonna do a perception check. That's a 19.
19.
You guys are able to discover that there is a chest hidden underneath one of the beds.
Oh.
Let's get this.
Is it locked?
It is locked.
Yes, you, man.
Drag it out, and I'm going to do a little sleight of hand. I'll lockpick this baby. 16.
16, it is open. You open it up, and you find a 5-pound burlap sack filled with pink salt, a green diamond,
oh.
And 50 tickets. Cha-ching!
So you said a green diamond?
A green pink salt. Diamond.
That's different than a sapphire.
Oh, isn't sapphire red?
But not
it's a diamond.
No, sapphire is green.
It looks like a diamond, but it's green.
Sapphire is blue.
Does it have a similar flavor text description as the blue diamond? And I'm not doing a bit. I'm genuinely curious.
No, it does.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Got to click them all.
I was talking about it being red earlier. Oh, I'm going to look
also,
dumb on the recording.
As you open the chest.
Pink salt, green diamond, 50 tickets.
And then a honey badger pops out.
Really?
Yes.
I do have dexterity. So...
Yeah.
I'm gonna
it pops out and it starts going, arr, 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 arr. What do you do?
If Fillmore goes,
Fillmore, do you got a snake on you?
No.
14.
14 what?
Dex saving throw.
Oh, I didn't ask for that.
Oh.
But you did a great job.
Can I?
Wow.
That kind of sounds like he threw it out the window with yeah, that 14 dex saving
yeah,
throw.
Yeah, idiot. Sapphires are blue. You're so stupid.
He jumps out. You are able to nimbly catch yourself. You go, wah, wah, wah. Like, you think it's about to attack.
Wah, wah, wah.
And you get in fighting position, but mm-hmm. it's standing its ground. It's not attacking you at all.
Can I
do a perception check to see if there's anything under that honey badger?
There is nothing underneath the honey badger.
I tried to open the honey badger.
Why would it be there?
Yeah.
I want to do animal handling.
I was
yeah,
going to
go
do
for it.
But you've got it, though. You've got it.
What would you like?
Oh, I think actually you have better animal handling than
yeah,
me. I mean, we can both try.
If you want to compete, like, who is this honey badger going to
fight? I got a 17.
I got a 16. So we're both just going, hey, boy, hey, come on, come here, buddy, come on.
And it starts to go... And it kind of nuzzles up to both of your legs. But mostly film.
I want to pick it up. Do I have like a bag? Like a satchel?
Yeah.
I want to put it like in a satchel, like a little chihuahua to like a really rich lady, but it's a honey badger. Very good.
Is Lester going to be okay with that? He's not gonna
and it kind of like...
Oh, Lester's got a lot of friends. Like,
good.
I have a lot of pets.
It kind of burrows itself into the sack, but it's there. And it's the sack is now moving around and you're just...
I have a ferret at home named Michelangelo.
I hope you have all of the Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm working on it.
There's nothing else in this place.
Oh, well, Dad's waiting outside.
Oh, okay. Let's go to the East Building. Wait, is the monster outside?
No monster yet. You just hear another roar, like, but this one, it kind of sounds like a belt, like a rah!
What?
A belt?
I go, Dad,
a belt.
Dad.
Like a...
belting.
Yes.
I was like, what a belt?
Ching, ching, from the sky, you hear, bah! And then it kind of echoes across the valley.
I just walk up to Thad and I go, hey, man, look. We got a badger.
Yeah.
What's up, little guy? Ow.
Oh, he doesn't bite you. They just sound very vicious.
It's just one of those reactionary owls.
All right, we're going to go to the East Building if you want to stay outside.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that shoots at the sky.
Yeah, let's go to the East Building.
You shoot at the sky?
Yeah, I shoot at the sky. After I heard the belt.
Roll to attack.
Okay.
Disadvantage.
17.
You got a 17? Hold on, give me a second.
I'm a gigathad.
You are a gigathad. Silence. And suddenly a giant three-headed beast flies down from the sky.
There he is.
Oh, hey, bud, you gotta get in there. Oh, put the badger further into the satchel.
From above you, three booming roars bellow out, shaking the ground beneath you. The growl of a lion, the roar of a dragon, and the belting of a ram. From the clouds, a three-headed beast with the wings of the dragon, the claws of the lion, and the hind legs of the ram swoops down in front of you, clashing into the ground with a mighty thud.
Those look like sheep legs to me.
All three heads sneer at you. The lion head growls, and in English it says, "What do you think you're doing, damned souls? All who enter this village are fated for death, and you are no exception." The ram head lunges forward, saying, "Prepare to die!" But it's stopped by the flap of the dragon's wings, and the scaled beast whispers in a sly bravado, "Unless you have a gift for us."
You want a honey badger?
Hey, no, hey, man. I'm sorry, that's where I put my foot down, man. You want some salt?
The lion said, "A honey badger sounds delicious."
Oh, give us a honey badger.
No, Dad, come on, man.
Look, it's just a game within a game.
No, we don't know that.
Oh, do you want look?
I can take him home.
I don't know why I'm in this weird headspace for Dad. Let me get back. Oh. What do you want, my guy?
What do you have?
We got some stinky meat.
Salt.
I got a red sapphire.
What? Propose. You take out your items and kind of show them.
Mm-hmm.
So you the stinky meat.
Yeah, let's give them the stinky meat.
The stinky meat?
I mean, I'm not going to eat it.
I have boiled chicken.
The red sapphire. One red sapphire.
The red sapphire?
I decided it was red.
Is no red sapphire.
Okay.
One of the three sapphires.
You are going to confuse everybody listening to this. One of the three sapphires.
I want to bring them into my confusion is what I'm trying to do. Yeah, one of the sapphires.
Got it. The lion looks at the meat and goes, "Perfect." And, like, "Give it to me. Give it, feed it to me."
I lob it at him.
You lob it at him and he snatches it out of the hair. Yeah. And he just, the texture. It's so good. Rotten.
Ew.
He looks at the meal that you presented and says,
"Well, I have salt."
You have salt.
Yeah, I'm offering salt.
No salt.
It's Himalayan.
No salt.
I really thought you'd get him with the Himalayan, truthfully.
Okay, I take out really, the food.
Dude, it has class.
I'm full.
Boiled chicken?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, the dragon looks like peers down to you, gets really close to you. Its giant face peering down and says,
"My blink face.
A sapphire.
Yeah.
Do you have more?
There's another sapphire.
More.
There's another sapphire.
Perfect.
Nice.
Sick.
I've been assuaged. What say you, lion? Yes. Yes, perfectly. The ram, because I need to fight.
Dude, give some to the goat. Give some to the goat.
The other two
Salt.
Heads. The other two heads go, no. No fight.
That
you may pass and leave this village, but quickly, before we change our minds. And they fly off.
Do we go to the last house then?
I think we were supposed to beat it.
I was going to say, do we see the quest marker as being like, ding?
Nope.
Before it starts flying, we're like, hey, Ram guy.
Like, you see the Ram's head turned down.
Hey, so we need to complete this quest, and I think that means we need to defeat you. Rams like to headbutt, right? Like your thing?
You see the giant beast kind of like, it was flying off in the sky, but it comes back down and lands in front of you. So, and the ram kind of looks right at you. The other two disinterested.
Yeah.
And it says, yes, a fight.
Let's just like run at each other, hit heads, and just call it even.
The dragon kind of like speaks up and says, I'm afraid I cannot let you win like that. If you defeat the ram, I must defeat you. And the lion roars in, yes, and I too. We will not be losers standing idly by.
Would you be losers if I gave you more diamonds than me?
I'm afraid not.
All right.
What if...
Salt?
We're supposed to defeat you, but what if we don't beat you in a battle of brawn, but a battle of brains?
Nice, dude.
A riddle challenge, perhaps.
Nice, dude.
I care not for the riddle. The dragon goes, nor I.
Really?
Riddles are for nincompoops who need to delight in whimsical treats. We are monsters of bronze and steel and muscle.
A bit of a whimsical treat, you said.
Fillmore, under his breath, goes, like some obscure, some riddles.
Where did he get this confidence?
You want to try to get into a riddle
battle?
I do want
to try to intimidate.
I gas him up in an attempt to, like, aid other.
It will be a ridiculous DC.
Yeah.
In order to get them to do a riddle.
That's fine. There are three
monsters so uninterested in doing riddles.
Let's do it.
I want to add to, like, gassing him up. I want to do one of those, like, hype boy, like, poses beside him, kneel down.
They're a little spooked by some riddles, my guy.
Fillmore's feeling very confident with a potential new pet.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
He has an emotional support animal on him.
Higher than a 25. That is what
I can't do it.
You have to roll higher than a 25.
This is my real boy right here.
What?
25 or higher.
What if I hit a nat 20? Like,
if you hit a nat 20...
Because a nat 20 is the only way that I could potentially succeed, but I still technically wouldn't, but like if we consider a nat 20 like an auto success.
What is your modifier?
-2.
Yeah, it's going to be a 25, my dude.
Just roll a 20. Just roll a 20.
You can roll a 20 and see what happens. If you roll a 20, something will happen. Like, I'm not going to let like a 20 fly by.
Yeah.
What you got?
9.
They are so uninterested and so unimpressed in all of your posts.
Dang it.
Will you just leave after your offering? Are you foolish to give us your goods and then fight us?
Guys, I think we solved the puzzle.
But I want the quest complete so we can get the rewards.
Maybe we run into him later.
I think we have to save the village if we want the rewards.
Oh, for that.
I want to check in.
I huddle up. What do we deceive him? We say that we're good, and we shoot him as he's running away.
I
feel like we have an advantage.
I want to see if I can look into the code real quick to see what's going on with the Red Wizard, to see if it's better for us to try and get to the Red Wizard faster, or if it's better to try and get this objective.
To power up.
The code wouldn't help you because you can't really see where other players are.
I think Thad would just be like, hey, so you talked to like a red guy the other like moments ago, right?
Yes.
You fight him?
What interest is it to you of our dealings with previous?
He's our nemesis.
Yeah, the Sapphire Wizard.
I'm sure you guys could appreciate that.
We did come into contact with your nemesis, and we let him pass because he offered us trinkets as well.
What'd he give you?
Enough.
Okay.
You guys are whispering to each other, I think we should fight him. Like, let's fight. And the ram is like, I heard fight! I heard fight! Let's fight!
Hey, out of curiosity, which of the three of you is the strongest?
And with that, they all look at each other and they say, let us show you.
No, but like,
roll initiative.